This report includes graphic content. Viewer discretion is advised.
The surgeons have been working on 25-year-old Ala for more than 5 hours. He was hit in an Israeli airstrike Friday at 7 in the morning. Ala's body is riddled with shrapnel.
You have here one in the eye globe, okay? Multiple in the chest, multiples in the lung, bleeding from the lung, and multiples in the intercostals. Inside the abdomen, multiple injuries in the inside intestine.
Egyptian doctor Mohammed Shama has joined the exhausted staff of Rafas Yusuf Najjar Hospital.
We are doing a lot of work as a medical staff, and at the end of time, you lose the patient. On the alternative, you cannot let the patient on the ground bleeding until death. You have two choices, doing it 7 hours of work and lose the patient, or let him die.
Five patients had already died before he finished operating on Ala. Seven died the day before. Outside the operating theater, Ala's mother, sister, brother, and aunt wait for news. His sister tells me the doctors say he'll be fine, but he won't. The doctors told us his chances of survival are slim. We can't know whether Ala was a target of the Israelis or another of the thousands of civilians killed and injured in Gaza. Israeli planes have turned the neighborhoods of Rafah near the Egyptian border into a wasteland, targeting a network of smuggling tunnels underneath. Some residents venture back to survey the damage, but thousands have taken refuge at United Nations schools, hoping they'll be spared more bombing. The latest to arrive at the school wait to sign up for a space to live and a few blankets. They bombed our house and four houses around us, says Hanan, who fled the area beforehand. On the outskirts of Rafah, yet another funeral. Rafah's main cemetery is full of freshly dug graves waiting for bodies. At this moment, there are three funerals going on simultaneously. This place will be very busy until the fighting ends. Ben Wiedemann, CNN, Rafah, Gaza.